Veni Sancte Spiritus, Veni Sancte Spiritus, Veni Sancte Spiritus. Well, here we are. I see you got the memo. You're wearing red. Well, a few of you are. That's all right. We still love you too, and so does the Lord. Maybe not Steve Vanenhevel, because he hates red. And so he doesn't wear red, even when he gets the memo. Obviously, his wife did, because she's wearing red. But that's another story. So here we are today. You know, today is really the third really high feast of the Catholic Christian tradition. So what's the first one that we celebrate at the beginning of the new liturgical year? The what? Christmas. The incarnation of God. God came down and brought the Spirit to the human and joined God's Spirit with the human Spirit and became man by the power of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary. What's the second high feast of this tradition? Well, Christmas was the first. Easter, did you say? Okay. My earring must be bad. I need to get some earplugs. So Easter, yes, Easter, and we've just come through Lent. We came through Easter. We came and watched and read and became quiet around the Paschal Mystery. The Paschal Mystery is the life, the suffering, the death, and most importantly, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by the power of the Father and the Holy Spirit. And here we are at Pentecost, really the pinnacle of where we all should be. Remember Jesus before he ascended? We had Ascension Sunday, and he said to them, I have to leave you. I have to leave you, because if I don't leave you, the Paraclete, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit will not come to fire your hearts. And now we heard in the Gospel and in Acts, and similar in Corinthians, we heard they were still afraid, right? They'd been with him for so many years. They had seen the miracles he had done. He had died. He had risen again. They believed that, but they were still afraid. They were still stuck. They were stuck. They were stuck in an upper room, the same upper room. We're all here today. Now, it's not an upper room, but I bet all of us at some time or other, today or yesterday or tomorrow, will be afraid, will not feel the peace of God in our lives. And that's where the love of the Holy Spirit. Now remember the love of the Holy Spirit. We are triune, we are a Trinity tradition. We believe in the Father who loved so much the Son. The Son who loved the Father, and that love is what? The Holy Spirit. I think sometimes the Holy Spirit gets a little short shift. You know, sometimes we forget just how important. If in the incarnation, if the Holy Spirit hadn't really been there with the angel with Mary, perhaps Mary would have said no, maybe. And then she was the vessel. She was born for this role that she played. The Holy Spirit played a role in her life. And then when Christ was born by the power of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary. And then the resurrection, the life, the death, the resurrection by the power of the Father and the Holy Spirit. And now today, where Jesus tells the apostles at the time and his disciples at the time, they will be unafraid. They couldn't believe it. But then you heard in the gospel, there was a great wind. And then it was like tongues of fire that came and sat on each one of their heads, is how it's explained. That fire is there to warm them, to warm their hearts, because fire can do that. And it also means action. Once they had received and opened their hearts and opened their minds and opened their lives to Christ and then the Holy Spirit, they truly did see the love between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And then they went forth. They gave their whole lives. They sacrificed their whole lives, that small group of disciples and apostles, when the Holy Spirit touched them. I pray every day that the Holy Spirit continues to touch me. I pray every day that the Holy Spirit continues to touch you. We've all, most of us, I would imagine, besides being baptized by water, we are also confirmed. And the confirming is that baptism by fire. That baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire, you know, confirmation's not the end. It should be really the beginning. Really the beginning. Where that Spirit of the Lord comes into each and every one of us, and we go forth out of this church, and we try to touch every single life we can. If you can let the Holy Spirit in, your fire will change the world. Just think of that small group with Christ. They spread this 2,000 years ago, and here we are today. We cannot not feel the fire of the Holy Spirit in our lives. You're not going to change the whole world. But you know what? You might change somebody's world. You might change somebody's life. You might change somebody's heart. You may be able then allow them to pass on through their baptism of fire and change through the Holy Spirit. They'll change someone else's life. They'll change someone else's lives, just like the apostles did, just like the disciples did, just like here we are today. We are called. We are called to this table because at this table, every single time, and I would encourage you to come to Mass every single morning if you can. The Spirit is moving in you. It wasn't a one-time thing when the Spirit came down. It was a one-time thing at that moment, but the Spirit is in and passed through each and every one of you. When Christ came down, the Spirit of God touched our spirits, and here we are. We are God's children. Through our baptism, we become adopted children of God. Through our confirmation, we become on fire. We should be. We hope to be. We want to be. Don't be afraid. Peace be with you. But come to Mass, besides Sundays, if you can, come to Mass every morning. You know, we have 60 to 70 people at Mass every morning here. Believe it. Every morning. And if you come and join, you'll be able to come to the altar, receive the body, blood, soul, and the divinity of the Lord, and that Holy Spirit and the Lord and the Father will grow in you. And then you don't have to wear red to remind yourself that you are a son and daughter of God, that you are a disciple, a loved disciple, a loved child of the Father. No matter what you do, you can't be loved anymore. And you can't do anything to stop the Lord's love for you. It's us, it's our time to make a decision. It's our time to be a part of this great ministry, the ministry of the church. And we are the church. And those outside of the walls are the church, even if they don't believe and even if they don't know. They are. So it's up to us with love, because God is love above everything else. The love of the Father to the Son looking back at the Father, That love is the Holy Spirit, which is in our lives each and every day. You just have to open your hearts and surrender yourself to that love, and you will be a disciple, a true disciple of the Lord, and a true part of what we all want, a loving, caring relationship with God and with each other. Veni, Sancte Spiritus. Veni, Sancte Spiritus. Veni, Sancte Spiritus. Come, Holy Spirit.